From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. With the country still in mourning over the death of Hugo Chavez, election season has begun again in Venezuela. Vice President Nicolas Maduro is not only running to be Chavez's replacement, he's also beginning to dress and talk like him. Meanwhile, the opposition has chosen Enrique Capriles to take on Maduro in the presidential election on April the 14th. So things, might they be different this time around? Joined now by the El Nuevo Herald political correspondent Antonio Delgado, who has been writing about the situation in Venezuela, politically and otherwise. Welcome back, Antonio. So first of all, there was some fear from Venezuelan nationals living abroad that the government might sidestep the Constitution after Chavez's death. So far, have all the rules been followed?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. The government, of course, claims that they have been following the Constitution to the letter. And they have on their side a ruling from the Supreme Court of Venezuela, which basically a while back said that Chavez did not need to be sworn in to continue being the president. Now, that decision is being used to basically have Maduro stay in office because, you know, if they claim that the Chavez government did begin, then the legitimacy of the vice presidency is still continues. And as vice president, he could continue heading the government, representing Chavez until the election is held. Now, the opposition claims otherwise. The opposition claims that Maduro needed to step down because there are articles within the Constitution which claims that the vice president cannot be running as a presidential candidate. And he did not step down, and they claimed that when he refused to do so, then he was violating the Constitution.
The opposition, which is led by the Miranda governor, Enrique Capriles, who's going to run against Maduro, is also out there claiming that perhaps the Venezuelan government has not been honest with the people about when Chavez died. And this is coming directly from the man who wants that job. But some question about when Hugo Chavez actually did die.
And you hear that from a lot of people. Of course, the whole illness of Hugo Chavez was handled as a state secret. Nobody saw him after he left for Cuba back in early December, and he was out of the picture, out of public view from more than a couple of months. There are different people who claimed that he actually died in December, apparently from complications after surgery. You know, it's really hard to find out what really happened, and there's a lot of questions as to whether did he die when the government said he did in early March, or did he die in December? There was no independent body who was able to confirm the status of his illness. So, you know, legitimate questions out there.
Antonio, Vice President Nicolas Maduro has not only taken over the country on a temporary basis, but as he runs for this job permanently, he also seems to be looking and sounding a lot like Hugo Chavez, at least trying. He's been dressing up in the same tracksuit we saw Chavez wear. He's been giving these fiery speeches, and he even called Election Day Resurrection Day. Is he trying to imitate him or trying to become Hugo Chavez in a way?
I think the figure, the image of Hugo Chavez is the strongest political arm they have. There are a lot of questions as to whether Maduro can continue with the revolution initiated with Hugo Chavez. He doesn't have quite the same charisma, doesn't quite have the same amount of power within the movement. So I think that basically his strongest suit is being able to imitate Chavez and trying to show that he pretty much can guarantee there's going to be a continuance of the revolution. So you see a lot of that. Also, there's a lot of claims that Chavez is still alive and alive in every single Venezuelan, and that they're going to continue or push ahead with the revolution with the guidance of Chavez from beyond. There's a lot of religious imagery in order to actually increase the chances at the polls of the Chavismo.
Interesting. Now, the opposition, as we said, has already chosen, again, Miranda Governor Enrique Capriles as their candidate. The election is April 14th, though polls do show him trailing by double digits. He himself calls it an uphill battle. How might things be different for Capriles this time around?
The opposition faces an uphill battle. They have about a month to run this election. The opposition faces an uphill battle from here. It's not a level field. The government has a great amount of resources, and there was a lot of disenchantment from the last election, the way the opposition lost, and so there's a lot of people who feel that the opposition really doesn't have much of a chance this time. The reason why Capriles was elected again was that there was so little time to be able to start another process in electing or selecting an opposition candidate that he seemed like the logical choice.
Antonio, final thing, you're among the tens of thousands of Venezuelans in South Florida. Are they hopeful for the future, and could you see some of them returning to their home country if things were to improve politically?
There are a lot of people who would like to go back to Venezuela. It's very difficult for a lot of them being immigrants here in the U.S., but things don't look good at this time. That being said, with the chances of actually the opposition defeating the government very slim, and also, the harsh condition currently in Venezuela with the high crime rate, there's a lot of safety issues, there's a lot of economic issues. That being said, I'd like to mention that the government is going to be facing some harsh economic situations within the next few years. Economically, the country is not in a good shape, even though enjoys high prices of oil. So it's expected to go through an economic crisis, and that is going to mean difficulties for the current government. So they're in the short term, it's likely the Chavismo will continue. Will it continue within 2 or 3 years? Well, that's an open question.
It's a question you'll be here to report on. Antonio Delgado is political reporter for El Nuevo Herald. Antonio, always good to have you. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.